The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch, and today we're meditating on fear. Fear. We've all experienced it. Whether a fear is totally irrational or not, it can be incredibly debilitating. And fear stops us from feeling good and from living our best lives. Sometimes fear can be quietly humming in the background of our lives and subconsciously dictating our choices. So fear humming in the background, what do I mean by that? If you've experienced anxiety, worry, doubt, overwhelm, insecurity, a feeling of rejection or embarrassment, the root of all of those emotions is fear. But lucky for you, fear can be shifted. Because fear is caused by our thoughts, often irrational what-ifs, it means that with awareness, by noticing, by bearing witness to any fear that's present, we can then move through it. We can then free ourselves from the fear. And when we do that, we can approach any given moment with more openness. Because at the end of the day, fear shuts us down. It closes us off to the present moment. It closes us off to the people around us. And fear, it shuts us down. And it literally shuts down parts of our brain. So we can't think as clearly. I know for me, in my relationship with my partner, my friends, my family, my colleagues, when I'm disconnecting from them, when I'm closing myself off from the relationship in some way, it's because of fear. And when you can get quick to identify that, you can quickly change that. You can move towards the uncomfortable versus that moving away. So we'll get to the meditation in just a moment, but I wanted to remind you of our free monthly gatherings. And this month, I'll be joined by my personal business coach and CEO of Perform with Purpose, Ariel Naftali. And as you can probably guess, our theme for this month's gathering is purpose. Ariel will share key insights that will allow you to not only discover your purpose, but do the work that you're really meant for, to make a positive difference in the lives of others and feel fulfilled every single day without sacrificing financial success. The June gathering will be held on Wednesday, June 21st at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply register using the link in the show notes below, and I look forward to seeing you there. Now to our much-needed meditation. I recommend lying down if you're currently feeling pretty anxious, if you could use a little extra grounding today. And if you'd rather sit, this practice can certainly be done seated. And per usual, prioritize being comfortable to give your body a chance to ground down and relax. So settle into whatever meditative posture you're taking today. And before you close your eyes, look around the space that you're in. And in your mind, name 5 actual, factual, real things, objects that are around you. Five actual objects. And then feel how your body is making contact with the support beneath you. Really noticing what you're sitting or lying down on. What's the fabric like? What are the floorboards like? Are you on a meditation cushion? Are you on a chair? Letting your body heavy into that support. And now, if it feels comfortable for you to do so, close down the eyes. The first thing that we're going to explore is feeling the back of your body. And I don't just mean your back. I mean the entire back of your body. So, notice the back of your head. If you're lying down, notice where the back of the head is being supported. The back of your neck. The back of your spine. And if you're lying on the ground, notice which parts of your back are making really clear, confident contact with the earth. Notice the parts of your back that are lifting away from the earth. And if you're seated, notice the space that's behind you, just feeling into it. Feeling a sense of presence and aliveness in the back of your body. Right? In this modern world, we're such forward thinkers. What's next? What's ahead? And because we have this negativity bias, we're often thinking that what's in the future might go wrong. We're forward thinking and in a negative way. And that's exactly what fear is. So by bringing your attention to the back of the body, it automatically brings us more into the present. More towards our center. So once again, let the back of the body be bright. Let the back of your body be really obvious in your mind. This includes the backs of your legs. And the soles of your feet. And then we can check in with the front. Soften the front of the body. The face. The throat. The belly. Knowing and feeling that it's safe to relax right now. It's safe to relax the front of the body. Continue to feel the back of the body, the space that's behind you or beneath you, as you let the front of your body soften. And now let's turn our attention to the breath. As you inhale, imagine that you're breathing from the front of the body to the back. So inhale from the front of the body, travels through to the back of the body. And as you exhale, let the back of the body relax. Inhale to the front of the body, let it travel to the back. And exhale, relax the back of the body. Try that 3 more times. Now see if you can sense the breath at the back of your body. The inhale at the back of the body. The exhale at the back of the body. You may feel the breath at the back of the heart, or the back of the ribs, or all the way down into the lower back. But notice the breath at the back of the body while simultaneously feeling the front of your body soften. Really nice. As you keep the back of your body in your awareness, take in the following phrases. You might repeat them silently in your mind as you feel them inside the body. I am willing to witness my fear. I bear witness to my fear. And I am safe. I am willing to see this differently. I choose to see this differently. And I am safe. I am willing to witness my fear. I am safe. Notice where you feel any fear, any anxiety, any worry in your body. Where do you feel it in your body? I am safe. I am safe. I am safe. Let's come back to the breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Really great work. I want to close our practice today with an excerpt from Bob Gass's book, Be Not Afraid. Careful or fearful? Careful is thoughtful. Fearful is emotional. Careful is fueled by information. Fearful is fueled by imagination. Careful calculates risk. Fearful avoids risk. Careful wants to achieve success. Fearful wants to avoid failure. Careful is concerned about progress. Fearful is concerned about protection. And if you found that this practice was helpful, if it resonated with you, if you notice fear creeps into your day-to-day life. I have a little trick, a little hack you might want to try. You can set a reminder on your phone for every hour, every 2 hours, and the reminder will have a message. And this message might read, I am willing to witness my fear. It might simply say, I am safe, or I am willing to see this differently. And every time it pops up, you pause, you take in the statement, and you can likely apply it to that moment. There's always an opportunity to remind yourself that you can see this moment differently. You can witness and pause and respond in a way that is aligned with you, right? The practice of witnessing your fear is important because you're acknowledging it's there. And it can A, guide you to understand your triggers, and B, give you an opportunity to think about your situation differently and choose a response that's not driven by fear, but driven by you. So let's close today's episode with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day. And I hope to see you at the June gathering on Wednesday, June 21st. At 12 p.m., we'll be diving into purpose. You can sign up using the link in the show notes below. Okay, have a lovely day.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.